when the court finds a violation of human rights, it says in the convention, Article 63 of the American Convention, that the state has provide reparations. So in order to accomplish that, the court has developed the concept of comprehensive or integral reparation of damages, which means that goes or provide reparations beyond the just compensation. So in order to understand that concept of comprehensive reparations, I could give you three specific lines. The first one will be to understand that the reparation is a right of the victim. So it's not only a duty of a state, but it is a right of the victim to say what is the best way to be repaired. Mm-hmm. And the second topic is that the court recognizes different kind of damages, like pecuniary damages and non-pecuniary damages. And pecuniary damage are, well, monetary damages, but non-pecuniary damage, we have an interesting category, which includes like physical damages, psychological damages, and even what we call life plan damages. So the third component will be to recognize who the victims are in the case, and the court has recognized three or four different kind of victims. So the direct victim, the indirect victims, which could be like the next of kin of the direct victim, also collective victims and what I call potential victims, that could be like society in general, and collective victims as indigenous populations or collectivities. Okay, and the last concept is how the victim will be repaired those damages. So the court has developed like at least seven categories of damages, of reparations measures. And so the first one will be restitution measures, restitution of liberties, freedom or goods, satisfaction measures, which includes public apologies, memorials, and so on. And the third one will be rehabilitation measures to repair psychological or physical damages. Also, we have compensations. We have duty to adjust domestic legislation, domestic law, and even could be constitutional reforms in order to be in conformity with the convention. And the concept of guarantees of non-repetitions, which are very important in the Inter-American system, because through these guarantees, the court allows that the same situation will not repeat. So in that regard, the court has provided, for example, specific trainings for authorities which are involved in the violations,